This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. We're going to do the Rangers player show right here with you. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With the Frankels, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, the Rangers player show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Yeah, joining us now, pitcher who fell out of baseball heaven into the Rangers' laps on March 18th, Brian. I know you remember that day.
I was so grateful.
Had an injury there with our pitching staff, so we go to the 12-year veteran. Has a 3.28 ERA across five starts for the Rangers this year. Went 5 2/3, gave up just one run against the M's over the weekend. Two-time All-Star Patrick Corbin joining you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Excited to hopefully get this game in. How's the weather there in Boston?
Yeah, off day yesterday. It was rainy. It's still raining a little bit, but that's the weather this time of year here. But I think if it doesn't come down too bad here soon, maybe we'll get it in. So we're trying.
Yeah, we're checking the hourly here. It looks like it could clear up pretty good at, around game time. So, Patrick, we've only had you here for 6 weeks or so. Thanks for the amazing work you've done for the baseball team already. But what allowed you to just jump in here and be successful so quickly for them?
Yeah, I mean, just I was really excited when I did sign here. Just looking at the roster on paper, it seems like one of the best teams in the league. And getting to know the guys and the organization and the people that are here is really exciting. And it's a fun group to be around. It's a winning attitude here. Just a bunch of good people, and that's what makes it fun to come to the field every day, go out there, compete, and get things going.
Hey, Patrick, in baseball, when they say a guy is an innings eater, that's a compliment, right? In a good way, something you should be proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I always, every fifth day, just want to be available.
Sure.
And you just try to find the routine to stay on the field. And there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs in this game, and you try to still go out there, do your job. So whether you give up an extra run or two to get that extra inning or two to save those bullpen guys, is our job. So every fifth day, I'd like to go out there, get close, over 100 pitches, get as many innings as I can, and be reliable. And that's just something I've taken pride on in my career.
Have some, like, over the years, of some of the bullpen guys, like, bought you some steak dinners and stuff like that for saving them on a night or two?
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy them some dinner. That's my I like doing that. So outside of the field, going to dinner, I'll take ownership in that. Trying to find a restaurant, taking these guys out. But no, those guys are working hard there, and they're a couple, two, three times a day. I'm only one every fifth day, so maybe a little bit harder on those guys.
So are we a foodie then? Are we a guy that, like, when we're in a town, we're gonna look up, you know, the special place to maybe go and try?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like to do.
Good for you.
I've done that in the past and stuff. But, yeah, just try to find the best place or somewhere unique. And we play in a bunch of great cities. So that's just kind of what we do.
Okay, we got to ask you then, what's your favorite restaurant in the big leagues?
I mean, all the steakhouses are pretty good. I think I kind of base those off of kind of the sides and stuff. But there I'm going to go with something different in Arizona, Cafe Monarch. Played in Arizona for a while, but really high quality food there, and kind of fancy place, but the food's good.
I promise this will be the last food question, Patrick. But
no, don't you dare promise that.
But can you take a wine list and order for the table?
I enjoy some wine and some bourbon, so
okay, either one. You're good with me.
There's a handful of that I like to stay with. There's a couple other guys that maybe are a little more experienced in that part, but there's a couple that I usually stick to.
Good for you.
Well, Patrick, obviously you're a sides guy, so let's go ahead and paint that picture. What's the ideal? Let's say you get two sides. You get your two sides to your steak. What are they?
I mean, some type of French fry, I think, is a go-to. Oh, everybody likes that. And then, I don't know, I've been on a Brussels sprout kick, so if they have good ones, they can be good. But also, I don't know, usually the place we go to, they do a good job with those.
Is that you doing with, again, I'm asking, here's another question, but you like with the bacon and the chard? That kind of way?
Oh, yeah. When they're crispy, it makes everything better.
There you go.
It's Patrick Corbin here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so you like to go out to eat. Do you do anything interesting or extreme to keep your body ready with the fitness and everything?
I mean, you just, during the season, you find a routine that works. You don't want to overdo it. You just want to make sure your body's ready to go every fifth day. And we lift, we run, we do things like that, but you find a routine that works. You don't need to overdo it. You try to make sure your body's at the best. And that's the luxury of a starter. You know when you're going to pitch, so you have those opportunities to find out what works. So mixing in massages or things like that definitely help recovery. And then if you're going to have some wine one night, maybe you're not pitching the next day, so you're able to do that as well.
I love the story where you told the Rangers, yeah, I've done my own spring training, guys. I'll be good to go. Do you think you could stay home from all future spring trainings and just be ready? You got that routine down that well?
I mean, it was great to be with the family. Being in West Palm, I think, helped with the facilities that were available. But I think ideally, I mean, we thought be signed somewhere before that, but I mean, everything happens for a reason. We signed and then had a baby 2 days later and then went back out to Texas, so that week was definitely a crazy weekend for my family. And but we're excited, they're all out in Texas now, so getting settled in, so it's been a lot, but we've enjoyed it.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
Hey Patrick, what's it like pitching with a mean spider bite on your foot?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I mean, the team won't let that go. But we had an off day. The family just got there in Texas, and was unpacking all day, moving around fine, and then was outside with the kids and started cooking dinner. And all of a sudden, my foot was killing me, and couldn't put too much pressure on it, and had no idea what it was. And iced it, kind of kept it elevated. Got to the field the next day, and that's kind of what they told me. So I didn't really feel anything. I was just like, it hurts, and kind of the worst spot for swelling. It's tough to get out of there, but just kind of glad that's over with, and hopefully nothing else bites me the rest of the year.
Your teammates calling you Peter Parker. What are they calling you, Spider-Man now?
Yeah, Slider-Man now. So.
Slider-Man. That's awesome. Yeah. Your slider's
pretty
dang mean.
I need something to happen to one of these other guys so they can move on from it.
Do we have any pranks going with little plastic spiders and shoes or anything?
Just the web sign, you know. And my son's obsessed with Spider-Man now, too, so that's just a lot of Spider-Man.
Do we know what got you? Was it a recluse or a widow? Or?
I don't know my spiders very well, but all I know is my foot hurt and probably took 10 days to get out of there to where I was moving around again. But just kind of glad that's over with and hopefully can move on.
It's Patrick Corbin here with you. So what is this year 13? What adjustments have you made throughout your career to adjust as hitters have become more aggressive and the game's evolved?
Yeah, I mean, you always just try to find ways to get better. I mean, they're trying to, they scout you. There's a bunch of information on me, a bunch of video. So you just try to find different ways to get outs. And I think we kind of are leaning on the cutter a little bit more versus some of these right-handed hitters. I feel lefties just being left-handed, throwing a slider, things are moving away from them, just trying to find a different way to get righties out. So that's kind of just been one of the biggest things the last couple of years. But just excited to kind of get a new start going here with a different organization and looking forward to continue to go out there and get things going.
When your slider's working, I imagine you can build a lot of things off that. What happens when the slider isn't working?
I've always been able to throw pitches to my glove side. So the cutter seems natural to me, the slider, the fastball into righty. So that's always been usually there for me. It's the changeup sometimes that maybe some games it works, some days it doesn't. But I think being able to have that cutter, have that two-seam into righties, just opens a lot of things up for me on the outside corner. So. But each game, each at bat, things change. Lineups are different, and it just kind of depends what's going on that day. And I think just being around the catchers too, that we have some veteran guys to where we can pick up swings and talk in between innings, and kind of just find a game plan that works.
Patrick, when we were out spring training, I became obsessed with watching the life of a baseball, like how long it would last in a game. And I was ever wondering with a pitcher, is there ever a time the umpire throws you a ball and it just feels so good in your hands and you pitch it and then it goes away and the next ball is not as good? Does that ever cross your mind when you're out there?
Yeah, they can't figure out how to get the baseball the same every time. And
right.
Sometimes it's slick, sometimes it's muddied up, but I don't know. Some guys are definitely very picky with it, but there's definitely times where you touch the ball, it just doesn't feel right, and maybe it feels good to somebody else, or one of the fielders, or you throw it inside a hitter and a bunch of pine tar comes back. So,
sure.
I personally like to throw those ones away, but some guys I'm sure use those for sure.
Yeah, I just wonder because I always count like, oh, that ball only lasted 7 pitches, or that one only lasted 2 pitches. I was just wondering if a pitcher goes, oh, damn, I lost my good ball there, you know, kind of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the seams are higher on some of the balls, so yeah. People like that, but kind of just all preference.
Were you always a baseball guy growing up, or because I've heard you're quite the athlete?
I grew up in Syracuse, New York, so basketball was big when I was younger. I really enjoyed that and played football as well, so always knew I had a pretty decent arm and never thought I'd be pitching this long in the big leagues, but I've enjoyed every second of it. It's been great, and I'm just trying to play long enough so my kids can remember.
Am I getting ball sacked when I read that you set a school record with 8 3-pointers in a game?
Yeah, that was in high school. So, yeah, I love basketball. I wish I could still play and keep it going, but it's kind of frowned upon here once you're in the big leagues. So.
I bet you can still dunk, though, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I still got all that. I'm still moving around, so probably a lot of the guys I played with in high school, if they're not playing sports, so I don't know, they're probably on the couch or whatever, a bunch of my friends, so I think I could beat them still.
So some summer camps with Jim Boeheim and that crew? That kind of, did you do some of those?
I got to meet him when we won the World Series in 19 and got to talk to the team and go out on the court there.
That's
and
cool.
Shoot around and stuff. So,
yeah.
That was great. Definitely miss having him coach that team and pretty much that's a lot of people in Syracuse. That's what they look forward to, is Syracuse basketball.
So were you a quarterback?
Yes, in high school, but I stopped playing in 11th grade and then played basketball in 11th grade, and the guys on the team were, hey, why don't you try out for baseball? So tried out for baseball, just pitched in high school in 11th and 12th grade, and kind of that was it.
So you didn't play Little League or anything?
I played Little League. I played, I was left-handed catcher, left-handed shortstop, things like that. So, but my
That's
first,
an athlete,
first season in our high school was our 11th grade there. So
senior year, he goes 8-0, 1.53 ERA, throwing 80 plus. That's awesome, dude.
So that changed your plans for after graduation pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really, I don't know. I just enjoyed my first year at college. I played basketball and baseball up in Mohawk Valley in Utica, New York, and didn't know how long I'd play. I just really enjoyed doing both of those things. So, and then that summer I was on a travel team, and that's kind of where baseball took off.
I don't know if you're a Knicks fan or not, but you're obviously in Boston right now. Did you get soaked up into the Knicks victory last night?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised they came back down by 20 there, but yeah, I mean, it was a good finish there.
Patrick, we understand you're quite a card collector. Is this true? You like the sports cards?
I started last year. I don't know how big I am into it, but I it seems like more and more guys are doing it. But I like some of the football cards. And a couple guys in the clubhouse were opening some packs last year and just kind of got into it a little bit. So
I would love to just know the one teammate that you feel like has been the loudest and most obnoxious when it comes to the Slider Man stuff.
DeGrom's always saying it to me every day, but he kind of keeps to himself. He's more quiet, but for some reason he loves that. So
what about if next strikeout you do like a Peter Parker, like you throw the web with your two fingers?
Yeah, I don't do too much subtly out there, but they've been doing it to me. So if you see the dugout there, okay, the game, they might be doing it. So
I love it. The fun's happening. Thanks for letting us in, and thanks again for joining us here, and best of luck to you, man. Welcome to Texas.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Cheers. There he goes, Patrick Corbin here with you in the G-Bag Nation. His next start's coming up this weekend in Detroit against the Tigers. Put in some great work this past weekend against the Mariners once again. And that was fun. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next, Chief.
The newest sport that's taking the internet by storm next in the nation.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.